on FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
The magician Paul Daniels has died at the age of 77. He'd been diagnosed with a brain tumour earlier this year. He passed away this morning at the Berkshire home he shared with his wife, Debbie McGee. Scott Penrose is president of the Magic Circle. He says Paul was one of the greatest in the business.
He had literally 20 million viewers tuning in on a Saturday night, and that was like one third of the British population sat in and watched him on a Saturday night, and you'll never see another magician like that.
KMFM News.
A father who was shot by police near Canterbury has been accused of trying to kill his daughter. Mark Traylor remains in hospital more than a year after he was shot at in a property in Hursden where his teenage daughter suffered stab wounds. The 41-year-old from the Avenue is due to appear in court via video link next month, charged with attempted murder. There are calls for councils in England and Wales to be given the power to ban junk food advertising near schools in a bid to tackle childhood obesity. The local government association says it would reduce children's exposure to unhealthy food and drink. Bosses in Medway have already restricted the opening hours of takeaways near schools. Councillor David Brake is in charge of health and wellbeing.
If you start to look at the financial impacts on the health budget and the NHS and what is happening in our hospitals, that would be a tremendous impact and a tremendous help to reduce the cost to the national health.
KMFM News.
A man's been arrested on suspicion of forced imprisonment following a police chase which ended in Faversham. Officers were initially called to reports of a domestic incident at an address in Ramsgate just after 2 this morning. A car was forced to stop on the A251 2 hours later. A 39-year-old's in custody. Official figures have revealed a record number of children are being arrested on suspicion of terrorism-related offences. 16 under-18s were held in the year ending December, arise from 10 in the previous year. Sky's Enda Brady has been looking at the stats.
There were 280 terror-related arrests in the UK in 2015. That's actually a fall of 3% compared to the previous year. But a lot of this has to do with the situation in Syria, and indeed 79% of it now is related to international terrorism.
KMFM News.
A new film shot at a Kent primary school has been released to highlight gender stereotyping among children. It shows three women asking 6 to 9 year olds at Whitstable Juniors to draw a firefighter, surgeon and a pilot. Out of the 66 pictures, just 5 were of females. The video then sees the women reveal themselves as the professionals in their work uniforms. These pupils say it's taught them a lot about equality.
You can do any job that you want to do.
I hope it teaches other people they can do whatever they want if it's a girl or a boy.
At first I wanted to be a teacher, but now I really want to be a fighter pilot.
Head teacher Jill Moody says the results were quite a shock.
As a school, equality and diversity are something that we're always talking about, and equal opportunity and anyone can do whatever. All those things are all very strong messages that we put across in school, and for them not to have thought about those roles differently, I found quite interesting.
You can see the film, we've tweeted it via at KMFM News. The £70 million development of a Kent shopping centre has been approved. Extra shops and food outlets are planned for Royal Victoria Place in Tunbridge Wells, along with a new cinema. You can see what it's expected to look like at kentonline.co.uk. And a huge meteor was spotted over the skies of the UK last night. Experts reported that it could be seen as far north as Scotland and as far south as London.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
Football and Arsenal are out of the Champions League after losing to holders Barcelona in the last 16. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, Arsenal were beaten 3-1 in the away leg last night, which was a 5-1 aggregate defeat. The draw for the last 8 takes place tomorrow, with Manchester City the only British side involved. Meantime, Gillingham's lone defender Deji Oshilaja has told KMFM he's pleased to be back at the club. The 23-year-old Cardiff City player has been re-signed following a spell with the Gills, which ended at the start of January. He's expected to play at Southend United this weekend. He says it's all worked out well.
My leave from the time of my loan was just about finishing. They obviously wanted to extend it, and I wanted to as well. Obviously, the situation with Cardiff, they wanted me back to obviously being around the team, so obviously went back there, and obviously whilst I was still there, they were still in contact trying to bring me back, and hopefully it was something that would have happened, and hopefully now it's happened. and we're happy to be here.
The deal ends on the 8th of May, but can be extended. And in rugby, prop Joe Marler has been dropped to the bench for England's Six Nations game against France in Paris on Saturday. Mako Vanipola takes his place, with scrum half Danny Kerr replacing Ben Youngs. England have already won the title and are going for their first Grand Slam since 2003.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.